Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. I hope the Lord really spoke to your heart through our last teaching on substance and evidence, a study of faith. But one thing for sure I said, and I hope you all get it, is that faith works only in the supernatural. Let me say that again. Faith works only in the supernatural. Not in the seen or in the natural realm, but in the supernatural realm where our senses have no bearing or no reality. And of course, this thought is a great segue into our next teaching, which will be on progressive revelation. Progressive revelation. Never forget, my friend, that all revelation is progressive. And all revelation is from God's perspective. Let me say that again. All revelation is progressive. It's like a green shoot, and out from that one green shoot, another shoot comes, and another shoot comes, and another shoot, and the next thing you know, you have a bush, and then you have a tree. And all revelation is from God's perspective, never from man's perspective. Man never can hold revelation. But man can receive revelation from God. And then man must act upon that. Amen? Truth and revelation is never ours. They are owned and operated by God. He only lends them to us to show us the many things that we need to know to function correctly in Him. The revelation is fleeting. We cannot hold it in our heart for too long, my friend. Oh, no. I don't know about you, but when I get a thought, I always write them down, and then I ponder those in my heart. Thus, we must act on it. We must act on it once revelation has been revealed to us by the Spirit. All revelation comes to us by the Spirit of God. The revelation is deep. But remember, deep in God is always down. Only those who are down, who are humble and lowly and pure in heart, shall see God now by the Spirit through revelation and someday into the future. Amen? A little preference into this message, I would like to read two very suggestive verses. One is Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And the other is from Psalms 119:105. 119, of course, is the biggest chapter in the Bible, and verse 105 is a very familiar verse to most believers, and that is, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You know, when we think of revelation of God to our hearts as a light, we find in these verses the truth that the light or the revelation is progressive in character. It is a light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The image is a light that gets brighter and brighter, or more and more, as the verse says, as the light shines. But it is not talking about the endurance of the light, but the intensity of the light. And it is not only a lamp unto my feet, or the present and immediate value of His light for us to see by, but revelation is a light unto our path, or the whole scope and span of our life. The Word of God is infinite in its power into our lives, and it penetrates the qualities of illumination. It just proliferates every part of our being. It's as strange and mysterious as God Himself, for it is often spoken as the truth. Wow. John 1:1, tremendous verse in the Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, before God said, "Let there be light," and it was so. In the continuing development of our Christian character, you know, we all have proved this truth of the progressive unfolding of the Word of truth in our lives. The Word is complete and perfect, that is, it is eternally settled. But at the same time, it is apprehended by us. We try to understand it, and we translate it by us into our lives by a long process in our life. The revelation and the unfolding does not come at once just because we believe the word. Oh, no. Our heart must be continually conditioned for its reception and understanding. And this conditioning, my friend, happens by God through His dealings and His judgments in our life. If we will never allow God to deal and judge in our life, then we will not be able to receive the revelation of God, because it is that soft heart, it is that heart that has been worked on by God that is able to receive that, the revelation of God. Now this is the mystery of the Holy Spirit to work this into that necessary preparation of our heart. The Holy Spirit will work in our life and bring those thoughts and convict us and lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen. Okay, enough with the background. So let us get into the lesson for what the Lord would have for us today. I hope you all have already opened up your spirit and received some of the broken bread thus far. If not, now would be a great time to open up your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. You know, my friend, if we do not receive what the Lord has for us by the Spirit, then we will never, ever get it. It will just slip through our heart like water flowing between pebbles. And the life of God that is contained in that truth and in that revelation, then sadly will be lost to us. Now, the lesson for today telling us that revelation is a matter of progression and development was opened to me by reading a very interesting account of Philip and his experience in this matter. Amen? So let's go ahead and turn to John 14, 8, and we'll look at verses 8 through 11. Amen? You know, I like the book of John. Did you know the word prayer does not appear in the Gospel of John or in 1st, 2nd, or 3rd John? Nor does the word prayer appear in the book of Revelation. But there seemed to be a closeness in John's life with Jesus. John seemed to be closer than all the other disciples. And it seemed in John's writing there seemed to be a prayer just coming out from him in that. Amen? Okay, I think by now you have found John 14, 8, and 11. So now, ready, let us read. Verse 8. Philip said unto him, talking about the Lord, Jesus, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And how saith then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he that doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Here we find Jesus and the disciples in the shadow of the cross in a few days. Jesus was going to go to be glorified. Wow. His wonderful time on earth and his earthly ministry and fellowship is almost over. And the disciples have been in intimate fellowship and have been so privileged beyond the usual crowd who listened and followed along to hear his teachings and even beheld the many miracles that he wrought. Knowing this, it seems almost incredible that Philip should have asked such a strange question to Jesus. And Jesus' answer, one can feel the sense of amazement and wonder in the mind of Christ. If Philip asked such a question, it must be provoked by the kind of revelation that he must have had of Jesus. In Matthew 12:34, Jesus tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Wow, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, in abundance, could this revelation have been to ask this question? How abundant? would your revelation be of Jesus if you were in Philip's sandals? Well, looks like we have some homework this week. So for now, let us go ahead and close out today's broadcast by asking you to contemplate these verses in John for your understanding. And then tune in next week at 9 a.m. for more of this teaching on progressive revelation. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a wonderful week ahead, and hoping that God's revelation will be able to come to you and you'll be able to do those things that God wants you to do. Amen.